This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Today we're talking about passing down names in the family. When you have a child and then you give this child a name, we've heard of it happening in a number of different ways. I mean, sometimes you hear and then they ended up giving this child somebody else's name. Or you hear and they renamed the child and the child became well. But sometimes, you know, the firstborn son who was named after the grandfather, the first grandchild named after the grandfather, there are a lot of reasons why we pass down names of children within a family. But today we get to have a chat on how to preserve the names in a cultural perspective and how the passing down of a name should be done. Talking to us about it is Professor Mbai Mbaihlathi. Good morning, Prof. Thank you so much for your time. How are you doing?
Good morning. Happy Heritage Day to all your listeners and to you who must come by.
Now, take us through the significance of passing down of a name in our African culture.
Well, in our African culture, in our African belief and perspective, it is very important to name your children according to the way your ancestors or the way your cultural belief. It is very important because, you know, when you name your children on your names of your grandparents, your grandfather, grandmother, your auntie, your brother, etc., the one who passed on, It is very significant because that's how you can keep remembering them. That's how you can keep calling them. That's how you can keep calling your father, your mother, or your grandma. Although I know that people sometimes think that, no, I cannot name my child, I cannot give my child the name of my uncle, because my uncle, he was unemployed, he was a criminal, he has been in jail, he was doing this and that. But sometimes, even if you do so, there's a possibility that if your uncle went to you to name your child onto his name, he will make the child suffer. That's why you'll find that when the child is born, some of the children, they can't sleep, they cry, they do this and that, until they say, no, this child, she's crying because she must be named after so-and-so. So it is really important, although it needs to be very carefully investigated after you name a child, given a name, a child to a person who was not a very good person to the community.
So is there any cultural, I mean, there are a lot of people who do believe that they will pass down to the child, or the child will inherit some of the ways of this person, like you mentioned. Do they actually even inherit those things, or is it just a belief that we have?
It's just a belief. You remember? It may happen that it can also be that, like and then the name, it will remain like that. Or if the uncle, a rapist or a killer or and all these things, but when they name the child, it's not like that. But sometimes, if that is the case, in our culture, in our tradition, it means they need to perform a ritual to remove what the uncle has been doing. So the name will remain, but the child will behave properly, the child will live a better life, the child will have a better future. Because the uncle, what maybe the person who passed on, nearly criminally, Nauta or whatever, you never know what made that person to do that. And then over slowly, you name this child so that he can fix all these mistakes. So you find that the child does a very good thing. But this child is not behaving like the person who named after him. So the child is behaving very well. He's a successful person because the person who passed on has but what I did to the community is not right. So let me then name somebody after me, and then that particular person successful life, etc. That's what I can say in our culture, in our tradition. But people must be careful. When you name a person after someone or nearly a terrible person to the community, then you need to perform a ritual to remove that things that the past person used to do, and then the child will live a better life.
So there is no need for a ritual if the person who we're naming the child after was an upstanding member of the society?
There's a ritual, you know. Okay. Sometimes there's a ritual to say you must name this person, performing just a small ritual to say, okay, we're giving this child this name, you know. For example, if Mutuneri Nelinaga, a person who was a traditional practitioner, yeah, or Sangoma or whatever, when she must be named after that particular person, there's a ritual you must perform. You buy some regali, you buy or maybe white material or something, little bit of food, chicken, etc., and then you name the child so that the spirit of that person will stay put on the child's name. So yes, you perform some ritual, but sometimes if you want to maybe name your child after your grandpa, grandma, she was not a traditional practitioner, if a child cries and then you go investigate, you say, no, your grandma, she need to be named. You just call the child your grandma's name and the child will keep quiet. That's when you'll see this is the best thing you can do in our culture.
Sure. Thank you so much, Prof, for your time. I really do appreciate it.
And all your listeners.
There you have it. The ritual is necessary if the person was a bad person in society. And sometimes, you know, you find that ngwana lo yena ri lela ka vito leri ene vito leri ra munhu wa ku a hluphekisa ndyangu wa ka vona kumbe munhu loyi a hluphekisa muganga lowu a humaka wona. But this child is crying for that name, right? You end up giving the child the name, but you have to do the ritual so that those bad things that the person was doing can depart from your child. But also sometimes, I think this is the interesting part. The person who has passed, who used to be the problem in society, might regret it when they are now, you know, an ancestor and say, I need to reincarnate myself through somebody else so I can do right the wrongs that I've done when I was still on earth. Very, very interesting.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.